Hello, curious ones, and welcome to Route 37, the podcast of many topics. My name is Sonia.
And I'm Jen. Welcome. Welcome back to our Route 37 podcast, where we take you on a winding ride of not only our stories and, I don't know, tidbits, but the stories of others and their tidbits, which is so fascinating. I love it. Guess we have a few tidbits to talk about today.
Just a few.
Which is like never ending, and I'm glad that I named the podcast Route 37 Podcast.
Fuck, I forgot that notebook.
Because it goes in so many different directions. Mm-hmm. So much so you're keeping a notebook mm-hmm. of like a map of where direction, a directionless direction. I'm a winger, so we're winging it as we go.
I feel like that's what we've always done.
No, I know. That's why it has to be this way. Because if I was like, all right, I could have you put me on a little script or something fun that we were doing a reel or mm-hmm. we were going to act something out. But on the microphone, just the serving volley, I can't be scripted. I can't be reeled into a box of. Now, I am going to try harder with John because I do notice, because I am quite passionate in it, that I interrupt John an awful lot. Because I'm trying to get my point across, but not that I'm listening to respond, but we both just have very passionate views about things, so we talk at the same time, so I'm going to practice not doing that. Mm-hmm. Just trial and error, you know, the way I like it, the way I learn best, yeah. So welcome.
Welcome.
Happy Thursday again. What is the date today?
Shit, we're in June.
Fuck me.
June 5th.
Wow. Yeah. It's cray cray, right? Cray cray. I love it that way.
Sorry if I'm not sounding as enunciated as I should be. I got some teeth worked on today at the dentist and my mouth is numb. And I am glad you guys can't see it because it is embarrassing.
Well, she still looks cute as a bug.
Well, I can't smile. So, like, any laughs, don't look directly in my eyes.
Don't worry, I won't.
Okay, good. Sorry, I just scathed your fucking...
I know, you just kicked me. You know, do you like my new dress?
I'll fucking kick you again. Shit.
Do you like my new dress?
Oh my god, I do. I love it.
Isn't it cute? Super it's from cute. The Rouge Salon and Spa in Allendale.
Super girly, suits you well.
Oh my gosh, it's so summery, isn't it cute?
It is very summery.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the compliment.
I forgot to tell you, we went to the store a couple weeks ago and it was just me and Ben. And we were at Costco. So you know it's fucking crazy with people. Ew. Like busy.
No, thank you.
Well, he likes to push the cart as I lead, you know, where we're going. Because, you know, he's super strong. He can push the heavy cart of our shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, we're going to fucking check out. And I'm ahead. Obviously, going towards the fucking line. And that motherfucker scathes me in the back of my Achilles.
Ooh.
And I gave him the mom look. I gave him your look.
What look is that?
Oh my god, mom.
Come on. This lady, I don't have a look.
This lady, when she let us push the carts to the store, or throughout the store of Meijer, I remember a handful of times of when Isabel and I fucking beat the shit out of her Achilles. Pushing the cart and her giving us that snarled look.
Christy and I were just talking about it at Kendall because I got to pull this wagon. I've clipped my own heel with that wagon and took the back of my heel off. And we talk about, do you remember when you used to hit your mom or the grocery cart? Because I think we all been through the grocery cart.
No, but like Ben in this time was like, man, you look like your mom right there. Like, yeah, I bet. That shit fucking hurt.
You should take that as a compliment. Because even when I'm pissed, I am mysterious looking. People still, I'm still kind of cute even when I'm mad.
I don't know, more like piss your pants.
I don't know. What did you send me earlier? You sent me some things yesterday. You, little MILF. When are you going to change the name of that?
One MILF?
What the fuck is that? Every time I'm like, who the fuck is one MILF? Then I remember it's you.
If anyone's curious, my Instagram name is That One MILF. I came up with it shortly after I had Landon because,
like, wow, what the fuck is this?
Because I was a teen, I was a kid with a kid, man, and I knew I was cute. I mean,
well, you're still cute.
I'm saying like then, like
Well, I think it's time to update
Fuck no.
that.
I love that shit. I'm gonna change my fucking license plate if I have to do that shit.
Oh wow, that'd be something.
But it's gonna be Mrs. MILF.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I've been rocking that. That's even. Remember that PlayStation you got me for Christmas? I even changed that
Vaguely.
shit.
Wow,
Yeah.
that's
'Cause I think I
something.
got it that I don't think you can change the name on the PlayStation, but I do know when I did get it.
I wouldn't even know what the fuck on a PlayStation.
It doesn't say MILF because you know it's got like guidelines or whatever, but you know like if you look at it hard enough, you know it means like that one MILF. But yeah. No, I will not change it. I love it.
Well, now that I know that it's you, like, who the fuck is this? I almost didn't accept it the first time. It was like, what?
Yeah, that'd be me. I haven't even updated anything on my Instagram since.
We gotta stop my personal Facebook page going, or we need to deactivate some, perhaps the Lake Florist and the Zen Gen 3.7 designs, because I
Ah!
early customers are starting to see that stuff.
Early.
Like when I was passing out cards when I first opened that had the Zen Gen 3.7 design on the business card in the Lake Florist, which has now all been changed. Yeah, we might have to change a little bit about that.
Yeah, which one are you talking about? I've sent you quite a bit.
No, you send it to the Unique Plant Boutique.
I
That's
know,
cool.
I'm looking on that one. Which one are you talking about?
My Zen Gen.
No, I'm talking about the video that I sent you.
I gotta go back. It was the
I'm on it
mother.
right now.
Okay, so scroll. Let me.
Oh, it says, oh, to be 8 years old again, listening to Mom Blair Paint on the way to
Yes,
school.
that one, and then there's another one. Took me right back. Now I can't stand her.
No, you were the Adele mom.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Remember?
Fucking. Yeah, that was you. At the
I
top of your
still,
fucking
but I have a
lungs.
wide range of music tastes. You were brought up on many different genres with me,
I
from
know.
country to, alternative to pop to,
Hood shit.
yeah. So you're
Yeah.
welcome.
Thanks.
And then to add your dad's music taste in it. And then he's
Yeah.
got this quirky, I
Oh,
like you a
yeah.
lot, fucked up
I have their
bullshit.
albums.
Well, I know, but I get kicked off Facebook whenever I post that one song.
That's a
Like,
good
it
song.
is kind of fun. But I get in trouble every time I post it.
Yeah, I bet you do. Yeah, I do have a wide range of music that I like to listen to. I was telling Ben how I think when we were in the loft, I think I was what, 12?
Probably,
11
roughly.
or 12. The one detective guy, that new grandpa.
Detective, you
I
mean
don't know what he was.
a private investigator?
Whatever the fuck.
Fucking troll.
Yeah.
Ron Bodie.
Didn't he get me my iPod?
Yeah. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he got me an iPod, and I remember begging you to let me buy the Lonely Island songs.
I
I
know.
just had sex,
I
and it
wouldn't.
felt
You
so
know,
good.
mom was that in that era. I definitely was not
I was surprised you
there.
even let me buy that shit, because the songs are just, it's like parody songs.
I must have been totally, like, totally distracted,
I was
I'm
going
sure.
on a fucking tangent with their songs.
Wow.
If you
That's
don't know Lonely
crazy.
Island, you need to look it up.
So we have to figure out a clever way. Or before the end of the day, what was your homework? My heart hurts.
Homework.
I told you that by the end of the day, I want you to shoot a story or a reel that goes viral by the end of the day. No pressure.
Yeah, no pressure. Yeah, I'll
Yeah.
get right on that shit.
Well, look at the how dumb. My highest ones on the business page are when I act a fool, like even more so than on my other dumbass Book of Faces page that I'm reported on every day. Live a little raw. whatever, whoever that records
Wow.
me. No, I'm working on the edit still at home, which I'm gonna start boosting the podcast, Insta. That costs money.
No, not that. I'm not talking
Oh.
that boost. I'm
Oh.
talking like make some changes now that I have the account.
Okay. Well, keep me posted on that.
I will.
But we do have to stop all the things that I'm posting on my regular book of faces, or you got to go in there, and I think maybe we should just delete the
Lake Forest.
Zen Gen
Yeah.
and the Lake Forest.
Yeah.
But it can't fuck up my other shit and then
Shot.
shut. And then, the big thing that we're working on for my other page. And then you are in charge of now the podcast, social, Instagram page. And then maybe when we get older, we'll do TikTok. I really
I
think that's
don't
for
know.
old
I haven't been
people.
on TikTok in years. I don't like TikTok.
I don't like TikTok either. I
I prefer
can't, but
Instagram.
your sister has a point where, her age group is on TikTok.
Okay, well, my age group is in between both,
Well,
so.
then you got to convince your sister. She's got to run the TikTok. As we get branch out and get, I can't be do I can't I want this place to sell so I can get off all the digitals. I don't want to do this.
You still have to do the digitals
I
even
know.
when we do get off of this.
I know. What
Dang.
the hell? I can't wear this dress in
Hoochie
public.
mama.
I thought I would wear this in case I had a date coming up, but I don't know if that's gonna be.
What the fuck? What do you mean? Oh, like catch a date
Like if
in
I got a
that
date, yeah. Oh, remind me.
dress?
Oh yeah. I did get asked to dinner, but in trade of my fucking plans. He's the dude whose wife was just killed by the drunk driver. And they weren't having the best of text relationship,
I
and she
thought the
was.
conversations between you two kind of like no.
There was. This is just a plant dude who was telling me his whole life story.
Oh.
Remember I told you and his wife died?
You know, I do want to touch on that. It being empaths.
I don't like that label, but yeah.
Fuck off.
I know.
Anyway, being
Excuse me.
an empath, even if we look like we aren't with our RBF face,
Feel that pen.
I know I like this one. Even with our RBF faces,
Does that mean resting bitch face?
yes. I love how, and I know you'd go through it too, duh. The randomest of people that'll just open up and just share.
That's my whole fucking life. Why do you think I have a podcast?
I have that happen so much
Yeah.
at work, and they're like, I don't know why I shared all of this with
Yeah, so
you.
this dude has a problem with, so he's not sleep, so mom can kind of see. So he walks in here and I'm like, "What, not sleeping at night, John?" I sense karma's nipping at your heels, and he's like, "That's why I'm here. I don't know, feel like I can talk to anybody else." 'Cause the first time I met him, he's telling me, why him and her stayed together, but she lived in the lake house. He lived in the city house because it was painful for them to have sex. And I'm like, do you honestly think he, as a stranger, his face got so red and he was like, I have no idea why I just told you that out loud. I don't. He says, I am, and you can tell this dude, because he's got money. You can tell, and he's older, he's 62, very reserved, and he's very sarcastic. You can tell he's just an older dickhead. I'm instantly, and you know how I am. So we're sitting here and having this guy. I'm like, geez, John, that's a bit, wee bit, to tell me. So now, fast forward months later, now the wife was killed in a drunk driving distracted accident, which that dude had his wife and 4-year-old in the car. Imagine what his life is like now. She's in the car with their dog that she got in the divorce. Mind you, the divorce is only days final. And he's telling me this at the planting table while I'm re because he's a plant dad hoovering over his plants. And that was his in to come talk to me. So he brings in the plants, and I knew it was going to be like, oh,
He gonna be here a minute.
Yeah, he's gonna. He wants to chat because I instantly, when he walked in, I felt his heavy karmic energy. Like, wow, John, you're not sleeping at night. And he's like, not at all. But then proceeds to tell me that their divorce was only days old. She pretty much raked in. She got the beach house. She got the lake house that was just completely remodeled in new windows and everything. She got the dog, you know, and he got the house in the city, but you know, they were married 28. The dog lived.
Holy shit.
He got the fucking dog. He's got to pay her estate, a dead woman's estate to her kids, over $1 million.
Kids not with him?
Yeah, they didn't have kids together.
But she had.
She had kids and bought this beach house with her mother before they met. So I think it was only fair she got it. But they're having a text war because he wants access this summer to the lake house to still use it. And she's telling him, I'm not comfortable with you there. So they're having a little text exchange.
Oh, the daughter?
No, the ex-wife and him. Days after the divorce is final, they're still sorting out the settlement issues. He wants to still have access to the lake house, and she told him no. She's texting all this while she's driving to the said lake house and gets lambasted by this drunk driver. Okay, if that wasn't bad enough. We're talking about when he first came, he likes to ski. And I'm like, I wouldn't do winter vacations.
Yeah, you said that last week.
Yeah, I am a beach girl. So we're talking about, like, if I'm on vacation, I give myself a 3-drink limit. You know, if it's a day drinking, I'm having 3 top shelf tequilas and something.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm on vacation, which rarely happens these days, but it's been a while since And he says to me, well, I've really cut down on drinking the beer because it makes me have to, I'm like, and he points to his pecker. I'm like, what does it make you have to pee? He's like, oh, it makes me have to have the urge to pee, but I can't. And I'm like, geez, John, do you think that's something I really need to know? And he's like, I have no idea why I just said that to you.
You should hear the array.
I don't want to hear that fucking shit. Like, what? They're.
Well, no, I'm saying, like, in my.
I'm sure. Well, you're in the business. People like that want to talk about their diagnoses. They want to talk about why they're on their.
You know what's funny? Half the time, it's not even about the shit they're picking up. They'll just start talking to me about shit.
Oh.
I literally had a gentleman a couple weeks ago be like, I don't know why I shared all this information with you.
Well, I do because you have the curse or the gift or whatever it is you want to call it. But yeah,
I love it and hate it sometimes.
But that is pay dirt for the podcast. That's all I got to say.
Right.
Pay dirt. Pay dirt. Y'all remember this phrase, pay dirt. Because I have hit podcast pay dirt with all of my stories. And this is real life. I'm not making this shit up. This is how you acted in my reality. And now I'm just going to talk about it. And I'm inviting other people to talk about their realities. It's pretty simple. Platform. Right. Premise, don't you think? I think so.
Mm-hmm.
The last podcast that I listened to with John made me cringe. So I'm even growing as a person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just going to be trial and error, and I think it has to be.
I mean,
I think so too. But I think a lot of people hide that they had the trial and error phase, and they now are who they are,
fluent and
right. And John paid me a really big compliment yesterday, John, Alabama John. And I feel like this. I know I'm a pioneer. And he listens to podcasts all day,
mm-hmm.
And he's like, look, Jen. There ain't another one out there like you. There ain't another one out there like you. Like, I wouldn't know because I only listen to, like, a very few. And it's clips. I'm not listening to the whole show.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like wholeheartedly, because Mom follows her intuition, I totally know that we're onto something here.
I believe it, too.
Well, that's going to be imperative that you believe it and trust it.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how, I don't want to use the word hated, but disliked, you know, even by association you could be because I'm your mother. I've even had to tell my friend Christy, like, I totally understand if you have to duck out now. Because not all the topics that we want to slide around
are going to be your side of things. I mean,
Yeah,
I
but you're
get.
still going to be associated. You're my daughter. I
I
mean,
know,
how are
but
you going to
like.
handle if somebody doesn't, like, oh my God, your mom's a complete fucking bitch, or she's a wretch and don't know what the fuck she's doing. So, how is that going to make you feel if that is something that happens down the line?
The same way I feel about people that treat me like shit at work. At the end of the day, I know what the fuck I'm going home to. I know what I have at the end of the day when it comes to things to be grateful for and shit like that. I know how my mom is. You're
Well,
only
that's
getting a
fair.
side of what my mom shows and shares. So how the fuck do
That's
you
such a
know?
great perspective.
I
I'm
mean, yeah, how
glad.
the fuck do you know my mom if she's only sharing things that she's willing to share?
So I'm glad that you say that so I can lessen a little bit of worry and go full postal on my
I'm just saying
creativeness.
you can go postal all you want, but you're gonna, just like any conversation that people have, you're gonna have your opinion. I'm gonna have mine. We're gonna have our own conversations of different things. You have different trauma compared to my trauma. I understand that you need, like, I love that you are sharing this with such a big voice
Wow, that's a big compliment.
that you get the pleasure, or sorry, that people have the pleasure of hearing from you.
I don't know if they think it's a pleasure, though.
But you'd be surprised once this shit hits big, you're gonna find that you're not the only person that thinks the way you think.
I would hope not.
That's what I'm
I love
saying.
people that don't think the way that I think.
No, I
That's
mean
why the
like,
whole point of the platform
I
of the
mean more of
podcast, I
like
mean.
people that don't look at you like a raging fucking bitch, or you know, like going postal type shit. There are a lot of shit that people will never admit to say in front of other people, but yet that doesn't mean they're not thinking of it.
No, I know you forget mom has an eye that I can see certain things that I'm not particularly at this point fond of because it only acerbates those bouts. And I don't even want to say the word depression, but the situation of like when I see certain things that, especially the negativity and the monitoring spirits that
You'll
are
notice
in my
that the
life.
less you're on social media.
No, I know I can't wait for that, but I mean, at the route rate that I'm going, I don't see unless I've hired somebody to do it for me, which I feel like again is cheating. I feel like it's that chap chat or whatever that stupid ass thing is, where, and I don't want to talk bad about that too, but if you're gonna write something, I would prefer as a reader to be reading
Your real
real raw
emotion,
words that you have written, rewritten, rebirthed, thought about, whatever, other than typing in a few key words and
Well,
have
people
this
like us.
entity figure it out for you. That is not you. That is you relying on your allegoric frequency or pattern that you've left that this thing is going to.
I
And
feel
it
like.
is, I'm not saying it's not accurate. I hear from friends that use it that how eerily accurate it can be. Well, yeah, it's all right in that fucking box you hold in your hand. Yeah, it's not hard to read your mind if you're AI.
If you're fucking looking shit up and
Right. If
searching,
it's right there in the fucking box that you hate, hang on to in your hand, and how even on DoorDash, it gives you the AI option. Sometimes I use the AI option because it sounds better than me saying, hey, y'all, look at this. But it's funny how the college kids and some of my customers will be like, you didn't make that one.
Yeah, you can tell.
That's not your, but that's energy. That is somebody pay, that is an energy signature. And trust me, I know I leave an energetic mark on people when they meet me. That's good, bad, indifferent. You do too. That's why people want to tell you your whole life fucking story. Because, wow. Or they're an energy vampire and you've in the past listened, especially I feel I'm a sitting duck here. People come here and I waste my time. You've seen it. You've seen it firsthand. And a lot of the time, whether it can be in collaboration with a bride, they really want you to do all the talking, make the decisions, so then they can.
Rebuttal from there, or
Well, that and say, at the day of the event, I didn't pick that. They want you to produce their vision, but they also, some brides and certain people, they want to be told what to do. But then when you don't do what you think their vision is, because they haven't given you any details, picture being AI and having, because mind you, AI doesn't have an intuition. It has an allegoric rhythm that it goes off from. It doesn't go off from a real live energetic, ooh boy, I think she's feminine to me, or I think this would be best, or if you're giving me a few key points of what how you want your wedding day to look, but you don't have specifics and you're just paying for me to give you ideas, and then the day comes and you haven't changed any of those ideas, and I produce this vision that doesn't look anything like the vision that you had, even though you've sat with me numerous times. That's on you, because you didn't speak up and say no. That if you've given me free design rein, I'm gonna design how my eye sees it through your eye with the information you give me. AI is, I'm going to produce this based on everything
It
that
was
you've,
programmed into you.
It's kind of scary.
That's why I don't really deal with it unless I have to.
I'm amazed at how many people in my age group though are using it. And
What do you
if I
mean?
were to
That's
write it,
their version of keeping up with technology. That's their.
no, I get it. But I mean, these people are writing, these are content creators on Facebook that are writing paragraph after paragraph about what a woman needs or how to make money or however, all the things. But it's bothersome when you're 13 paragraphs deep and you sit and be like, gee, I wonder how much of that came from their mind.
No, I think the way we think and the way we like feel words, we will always tell from like.
I don't think so. Not always. And it's like me telling you that first day of art school where you walked in and it was nothing but light tables and you were tracing from a picture you picked out of clip art. And that felt like I remember vividly feeling like the biggest cheater. Like if you've ever cheated on a test, which I've never,
Plagiarism.
right? That kind of look at they steal. That's why mom don't put her writings on Facebook anymore, or my why I put Zen Jen 37 on all my pictures, because I've legit set traps for years. People stealing my words. That's why I write all fucked up. I have my own reasons why I do things, but I've legit had people I. A vacation that I was on with Dum Dum using my picture saying that they were there. I mean, it's insane. That's why I tell, my haters, like, look, fuckers, you can't make your ne next move until I make mine. But it's insane how many people are out there that steal your persona, your words, your artwork, your plant ideas. That's why I have blocked half of the plant stores here. Because now all of a sudden they're doing the same fucking things I am. And it is a high compliment when somebody is copying you, but they're not giving you the credit.
No,
Hey,
I
did you
get
see
it.
that plant lady Jen? This is where I got the idea. Do you think anybody's fucking saying that? No. That's the problem. It's insane. All of it is insane where I get just more bogged down in, not being a little happy. And I'm not even on pills or anything. Like, and if I were to ask you, like, and you put you're young and you got a husband and a young child, I mean, you have a lot of things that you could say bring you happiness. I sit and I'm like, boy, I was talking to a couple of young college girls because they just thought this was like the biggest deal. They're like, oh my God, it must be so
They
cool
ain't even
to.
seen nothing yet.
No, I know.
They,
They
I
said they were
mean,
like, it's so cool that you turned your passion into your job. And I'm like, hold up. If I were doing a podcast on it and you say your modality is macrame and you're passionate as fuck about macrame, I would tell you to just keep doing it at home and do a few shows at Hippie Fest or do whatever. But I would, unless you're courageous enough to constantly be flying in on a wing and a prayer, owning your own business isn't for you. I'm at the point now where I'm losing sleep at night because of the tax man shit. I don't even know what's up, with Tammy Tax, and nor am I in any. I'm not calling her. You know what I mean? I don't want to. This Is it a successful little business for, like, say, if a young married couple like you and Ben that had just had a new baby? Is this going to, make one of their car payments? Yes. Keeps their baby out of daycare. You have your little oasis away from home where you could, where you could do your own little sell your stuff, but you better have all of it. And as I know you, as a child of a mom who owned a business,
I was gonna say,
you would not have the same perception as me
well, no,
because
let me
my
ask
whole
you
life was
this.
at that flower shop and we had to miss games and.
Well, let me ask you this, though. I mean, you call it a little oasis, but yes, from my perspective, knowing that Isabel and I sometimes had no choice to be at the shop, I could tell that it was an added stress for you.
Absolutely. But I,
So I wouldn't
it
say it
wasn't
would
a
be
plant store though. It was
true.
a very, very busy small
Yeah.
town flower shop that was providing a service for a small town
Right.
and two towns over.
Well,
And again, a single, I am a one woman show trying to do all of that. Here, I think would be a different, the phone's not ringing every 5 minutes. You know what I mean? It's not a constant, it is a, and they could easily invite, well, like all the artisans, you're making money off
Yeah.
of people, and the plants are the anchor of the whole store. Like the card gal, she could, with her newborn baby, she could easily keep doing her craft here. It's quiet enough. You've been here where, unless it's a Friday, Saturday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or you've got the store tore up and everybody and their fucking mother wants to
I was
come.
gonna say, to be honest, this is the quietest I've seen it since.
It's summertime. The college kids are gone.
Yeah.
I know it's scary. That's why I got to book those parties. Plant bar parties, everybody, which, oh my God, had so much fun at that salon yesterday where I
Oh,
got this dress. So cute. That's the kind of stuff that I need to have booked daily. And the next person that owns this, that plant bar is your pay dirt because
yeah.
it's just, yeah. And we got a new snail named Sheldon. There's so many
That's
different
goofy.
design concepts that you could, branch off into.
Oh,
I haven't even tapped the surface yet. That's why I'm so excited for the next owner. If it could be Instagram famous by tomorrow, I just don't want to be. I have a podcast for that. I don't want, I'm already the crazy plant lady.
segue, should we talk about this test we took?
Sure. Well, how did you feel when I told you, because I was telling Christy yesterday that when I took that test that I didn't want to be like braggadocious or arrogant, so I kind of just ran the middle when I could have went, higher on one end. So we'll take that test again in 6 months, but I
The
did
whole
feel,
point was to be.
I know, but I think it was good for me. What do they call that, imposter syndrome? I don't know what they. I just felt like, well, that just sounds like you're full of yourself, Jen, so don't answer it that
Why
way.
not? I want to see. I don't know. Long story short, we got the same results that we got from what, 5 years ago? When we last took it? Same results, same exact.
Who?
You and me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow, I
So
haven't grown any in 5 fucking years.
I don't think this is meant to be more of a growth.
Oh, okay.
Which is why I
Because I feel
think.
like it was dead on for the most part when I read a lot. I screenshotted some of them, like so.
So if you don't know, we took what's called the 16 personalities test. To go down the list, you have, what is it? There are, I think, four segments. You have analysts, diplomats, what is it? Sentinels, explorers.
Well, I am the mediator, INFP-A.
Correct. So
And it says all that is gold does not glitter. Not all those that who wander are
well, let
lost.
me get to that.
The old that is strong does not wither. Deep roots are not reached by the frost. That
So,
is JRR.
whatever.
Yeah.
So I had mom and I take this test. I even made Ben take the test. But, because he was the one that also did it 5 years ago with us. But, Mom and I are the same. We're both the mediators. The only difference is mom is the INFPA or dash A, and I am the INFP dash T, which the difference between the two, and that's you have A or T for all of the personalities. And basically, it's whether you're more assertive or turbulent. Well, mom in her case is more assertive, whereas me being more turbulent, and yeah. Where is this one? So, one of the explanations of like being the mediator, this is called the gift of empathy. INFP personalities share a sincere curiosity about the depths of human nature. Introspective to the core, they're exquisitely attuned to their own thoughts and feelings, but yet they yearn to understand the people around them as well. Speaking their truth, few things make INFP personalities more uneasy than pretending to be someone they aren't. With their sensitivity and their commitment to authenticity, people with this personality type tend to crave opportunities for creative self-expression. It comes as no surprise that then the many famous INFPs are poets, writers, actors, and artists. They can't help but muse about the meaning and purpose of life, dreaming up of all sorts of stories, ideas, and possibilities along the way. INFPs have a talent for self-expression. They may reveal their innermost thoughts and secrets through metaphors and fictional characters.
You mean I'm a creative?
Yeah, should we go down the list of strengths and weaknesses?
If you would like to. Are they all the same if you're a dash A or you're a whatever?
Yeah, it just goes on a scale of like what percentage you are.
Because what you just read didn't line up with what mine said when I screenshotted it. So are they
So this
different?
is the generalization of what it means to be an INFP, not a dash A or a dash
Oh,
T.
okay.
So after you take the test, it tells you your percentages based on the questions, and then it goes more in depth of
Yeah, because some of them I was like,
it shows you a generalized look of strengths, weaknesses, relationships, and whatnot, and then it'll go more in depth of.
oh, I see. Like you're, these were separate, different.
Correct,
Oh,
yeah.
yeah, okay. Because my one thing was when it got to your weaknesses, it was like,
Let me see. Drained by routine. Yeah. Yeah, you don't say.
But all right, this one, and I'm reacting to it a wee bit on the inside.
What does it say?
I welcome personal criticisms if you're going to be nice about it, but if you're talking down to me, like in a
I think
self-righteous
that's just
manner,
anybody, though.
I think so too. Like, I'm automatically
A
going to be on the
backhanded compliment like
defense.
that, or.
Yeah, like, and I get those often now, especially from women. And now I have, and I'm sure she's listening, and I'm sure you know the encounter that I'm talking about. I'm not going to name her by name, but it had something to do with my personal looks and my hair going gray, and it was a backhanded somewhat compliment, and all I could write back is "fuck you." And she laughed and she was like, "I didn't mean it that way." And then I wrote again, "Fuck off."
Yikes.
Because, yeah, you did. And that's okay. But the one thing I would much rather you do be like, "Look, I must be had, I'm three glasses of wine deep and feeling like a salty bitch, and you are my target." I would much rather you say that to me. I'm going to respect you a whole lot more than you coming at me thinking you're going to give me a backhanded compliment, thinking I don't fucking know what you're doing.
Right.
You have now insulted my intelligence, and that makes me mad. Well, and I re will react in my head, but not, or passive aggressively in a post, because people don't understand the madness of the reason why I post what I post on Facebook. And it's really just to leave you kids a living book and a legacy, or if, because I feel like,
Footprints.
exactly, it's
Yeah.
my eternal life I'm leaving you, because we are basically computers and we're programmed, and I get to leave all of my digital, like you just said, footprint right here. That's why when we get to the big reveal of the big, something that has to die off, I want portions of that saved for y'all.
Let's see. So here are some generalized strengths.
Are
Empathetic.
you the same as mine?
Yes.
Okay.
You're just more assertive.
Oh, okay.
So empathetic. Yeah, we knew that. You don't like the word for some reason, but.
I don't, it's not the word, it's the label. I think it causes separatism because I feel like we are all born gifted and we all remember at different levels. And empath at this point, or narcissist, they've all been done, said to death. So I feel like that there's no real validity behind the word. Other, I'm a high sensory feeler, where I think we have to come up with a different terminology, because there's all sorts of levels of empath too. You can be an avoidant empath and you can be an avoidant narcissist. It's just all labels
Right.
where I'm just kind of a human being now. I'm just trying to make it like everybody else, fucking, skipping on down the path of life. But do I feel like, in if we were to whittle it down to the simplest terms of light and dark, do I believe that empath would be the light and the narcissistic personalities, if you favor
We're
that side, or
emotional
is
in an
it
open-minded way.
right, is a darker side of the human experience? But we're all
I think
humans
being an empath,
experiencing.
though, can you can
I think it's
be.
a lot harder because you're feeling, if you're a feeler and you're feeling what people think about you, or if you're perceiving
Yeah,
that
but
you
you can
are.
think good and bad about it.
No, I know. That's why you transmute and you balance it out. But imagine if you're a giver, but you're constantly only around takers because that's what you radiate as a giver. Empath, or whatever the label
Right.
is.
Well, one label is empathetic.
We're very compassionate about people's feelings. I would say that's a very fair statement. And do I feel like we're an open channel where people want to come and feel comfortable? We provide a very safe place for people to tell their
Even without
stories.
saying words,
No, I know, and
sometimes.
that's an energetic signature. And I wish we could, as a human race, get back to the telepathic way of communication, because we are fucking it up with words, and people are not aligning. Positive or negative, some are aligning with their negative. But if you're saying words and you're not aligning with action, those they're just words. It's just empty. What fun is that?
Right. Another strength, generous.
Yes, to a fucking fault. Yeah,
Open-minded.
to a fault.
Creative.
If I didn't have that.
Passionate.
Extremely
Idealistic.
fair.
Weaknesses.
Yeah, I don't know if I like this one.
Unrealistic.
Right, that one's fair.
Self-isolating,
Right, fair.
unfocused,
Not fair.
emotionally vulnerable,
I purposely put myself out there.
too eager to please.
Nah, that bitch died a long time ago.
No, you still please people.
Yeah, but that's, I
You're not
genuinely,
like eager to
I'm not,
fucking.
no. I'm not seeking situations out where I can,
Yeah.
yeah.
Self-critical.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yep.
Nailed it!
Where's this one? What does it say? I'm mad I forgot my paper because I would love to share more of the difference between yours versus
Oh, you
mine.
printed yours out.
I did print mine out. And I wish you could
Well, because my, see, I'm pretty sure mine were the
I
same.
tried to have Ben share his so I can print it, but it wouldn't let me do his.
I'm pretty sure that the what you just read off, those the my strengths are: I'm a natural listener, your empathy and patience enables others to open up comfortably in your presence. Nailed it. Seeking meaningful bonds, you form genuine connections founded on vulnerability, trust, and mutual understanding. I would say that's a yes. Highly compassionate, deeply caring towards those close to you, you offer unwavering, emotional support. I do. You have a respect for differences. Your accepting nature fosters friendships genuinely based on appreciating uniqueness. Big shocker. Emotionally insightful, your intuitive understanding allows you to read beneath the surface and also in social situations. Thoughtful gestures, your relationships are strengthened by your considerate acts tailored to others' interests and needs. Shall we listen to what my weaknesses are?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. That was my, oh. My weaknesses, struggling with pragmatism, your idealistic expectations may hinder practical decision making and achievable goals. Means I dream too big. Difficulty networking, I don't feel like I fall into this category. Self-promotion and professional interactions outside your comfort zone may leave you drained. That part I get, but I'm really good at what I do, so it's I might wait to the last minute on purpose because I thrive on,
The rush of,
yeah, getting it done.
under pressure.
Yeah. Oh, reacting personally to criticism. Constructive feedback may trigger deep self-doubt, negatively affecting your confidence. Overlooking organization. I'm very organized. Your spontaneous workflow style can cause difficulties in maintaining schedules and routines. I don't know. Because I'm like ball on my game every day. I don't know. But maybe on personal shadow work and stuff, I'll.
Yeah, maybe.
Reluctant to advocate. Your natural humility often prevents you from presenting your talents and contributions effectively. I would say there's a little truth to that. Drained by routine. Ding, 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 ding.
I think I got that one too.
Yeah. Structured tasks demotivate entire you, reducing overall productivity. Yeah, if I don't want to fucking do it, I'm not doing it. Just like if I get to a third chapter of a book, I'm not reading it. If it sucks, I'm fuck you.
I know it's hard with certain books that start off super slow.
Yeah, and now I've had, taken to listen to some of them. That was a fun test, but I could have
Yeah,
honestly
you might have to retake
answered.
that one.
I could have, but I didn't want to seem like a little braggy butt. Like, oh, I'm really good at
Who
that,
the
but
fuck's judging this test that you're taking?
me, myself, and
Okay, then.
I get that's where I was like, and I talked about it with Christy because it still followed me. Like, gosh, I wish I would have answered, what I really truly. Like strongly agree on some of them, and I didn't. I went middle ground. Like, oh, I better not.
There were some questions where I couldn't agree or disagree,
Yeah, some of
so.
them were like, what kind of question is this? Like, seems redundant, but whatever. How they get their answer, which I totally get, but
Man, Ben's when he took the test, spot on.
so it's the same test for man and woman.
His was fucking spot on with a lot of the shit. I was laughing my ass off.
Well, it is entertaining. I'll give you that.
Let's see what else. But no, what? We'll take that again in what, 6 months?
All right. So what's the point of retaking it? Like,
I don't
it
know. I don't
works.
think this is one that would like really change unless you've had some sort of growth or whatever that I guess has changed the way you think or
You mean if
see
I went and
things.
answered honestly, like wholeheartedly?
I answered honestly and wholeheartedly. So
I
that's
just
why I
feel
think I
like
need you to retake it then.
I think maybe I shouldn't put the ones where there was at least four questions where I probably could have put that I strongly agree or disagree and went the middle ground just because.
Man.
But I think
Easy
that's
way
where my
out.
neutral, where they even pegged me for being neutral. So I feel like that was spot on. I think it's just me wanting to be
You want
in
to
that middle ground so I can ride the line, whether, so I can be on both sides, I guess.
I
I don't know.
guess.
I don't know. But it was fun. Thanks.
Yeah. I'll find something else for us to do.
Okay, that sounds like a plan.
But yeah.
Where are we at even anyway? LOL, we're like an hour in.
Wow.
Time flies
Well,
by.
it does fly by. And listening to the last episode with Alabama John, he's so sweet. He called me. He's like, can we talk about it? Because he felt bad. He just didn't like the way the energy signature of this last podcast was. And it was kind of dark. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. And John and I can talk about certain things that just certain things. And he just, I'm glad that we ended up talking because I immediately went to the negative when he said, even when he sent a text saying, can we talk about it? Like, oh. And it's so that part of the test where it said that part of criticism, you know, like, oh boy, but it, like, call me. And we ended up talking it through, but it's a learning curve. All of it is a learning curve as far as me interrupting and being passionate about the things that I talk about. Again, learning. But this is my creative. This is my canvas. This is my real deal. But I don't even know if I could script it. You know, maybe a
It's not
parody.
necessarily scripting it. It's more of, it's got a direction of things that we want to talk about and
Do I
like,
think it needs more of a direction? Yes.
which is why I wish I had my notebook. I'm sorry I forgot my bag this morning, because I had a notebook full of shit that I want to talk about and I'm drawing a blank under pressure of trying to think.
John's starting a little notebook too. He's watching the White Lotus series just for me.
I know
He's
we're gonna
on.
watch that next. I got mom to watch Vice Principals.
Yeah, but so we're going to talk about the White Lotus and how I feel like it directly was sent to me that I, because I couldn't get it off my head. And you know, mom doesn't watch TV. So for me to sit and watch that series, I mean, blow through 3 seasons of that season of that show. Wow. Like, I know I was supposed to watch it in some fucked up way because that's how my life works. And I love that portion of my life. But if once you watch it, I can't wait to discuss it. And I think you'll be like, yeah, mom, I think that there's something there.
Oh,
It
yeah.
is well written, but once you get to the third season, like, oh, okay, I know why it was sent to me. Fucking cracked me up that John. So when you get to like after the first episode in the first season, you and Ben got to pick who you most identify with each series, and then
'Cause it changes, right?
each season
Each season,
changes. But the
yeah.
characters kind of like American Horror Story, some of the same characters are in there. You just gotta,
Yeah, I'll
and
have to
then we'll
watch
talk
it.
about it.
We're almost done with Vice Principals, and then we'll
Yeah, I'm almost a
change
sound.
to
But that one's a whole different type of vibe.
that. Well, I guess we'll do better next week because I didn't have my fucking notebook.
Well, we did good today. It's
I meant
fine.
with like direction. I had like
Well,
a
I
lot of different things that we talked about
feel.
last week that I don't remember right now.
Right, that's fine. We'll catch up. You got to have Alabama John back on,
Yeah, we do.
and talk, but. I like this practice run because I do feel where this is headed will definitely eventually be a come be my guest type of podcast show where we're able to serve in Bali with a guest on speakerphone that is not this high tech, high whatever to calm people down. Like it doesn't have, it is very important to me to keep it as simple as possible to be able to just keep flowing.
Yeah,
And
whether it be a phone call or a FaceTime,
right.
yeah.
We got to work up to FaceTiming with John. Do you know I've never seen what he looks like in real life?
Does he have an iPhone?
Highly unlikely. I know he knows how to FaceTime because he's asked me to do it. I know, and I still haven't. And he obviously knows what I look like, but I've never seen what he looked like. And it started out as this because John has a very strong energy when he first found me on Facebook. I loved the fact that, oh wow, I feel this dude. Like, but he was in my inbox and he's like, I'm breaking my own rule. You're married, but I just gotta let you know I enjoy your content or whatever. But I've never wanted to know. I have an idea of what he looks like in my head? Yeah, that I picture him looking like just by the way he describes it. He's a hillbilly wearing bib overalls with no shirt, and he's got like some old 80s tattoos and Slayer,
Do you
type of.
think if you ever find out what he looks like, do you think that would change what you think of him? He used to be
Not
a
as a person, no.
preacher.
Not as a person, but it will change the image now that I forever have in my head of
You're
what
like,
I've,
damn it.
because, and there's so, it's funny because I kind of pitched, and this is, you wouldn't know who this is, and I probably shouldn't even say this out loud. Because John has come to me in my dreams, but there is this, I don't know if this is what he looks like, but there is this old porn star dude's name. Oh, I don't forget his name.
Yeah, look it up on your phone.
I think I do because this is, I don't know why. And if I find out this is what he looks like in real life, I might be a little taken back, I gotta say. I forget his name.
Did you for real tape the fucking cord?
Yeah.
Mother.
What do you mean?
This white fucking tape.
Yeah, it matches the.
Oh my God. Ridiculous.
Whatever. You
I don't like
looks
the card
good. What the
showing.
hell's his name? It's on the tip of my tongue. Old porn star.
Yeah.
God damn it.
My question is, how do you know this old man porn star?
Because of Cray Cray. He met him in real
Oh,
life at a
my
convention.
God.
And he was
They have
here.
porno conventions?
No, he was here talking for a church. I think it was Impact Church in Lowell.
Wait.
Is his name Ron Jeremy?
Like he was talking about, like.
It's Ron Jeremy. I think pretty. This is what he looks like in my dreams. If he looks like this in real life, I don't, I know that I, my sight is completely on. That's all I got to say. John, I love you either way, but I have a feeling you resemble Ron Jeremy, the porn star. And if he looks like that, with bib overalls on, I know my sight is clear. He's still a good looking guy. How he's like number one porn guy, I don't really, I don't.
He must have a schlong on him or some shit.
What's that? I can't talk about that with my daughter, but he's
Why
72.
not?
Because, not right.
Oh, I feel icky.
Well, how would you feel if I told you, like, hey, I got banged last night on my date?
I'm sorry, didn't I just come into the shop the other week telling you?
Oh my God, see again. I.
I know what I'm going
Whatever. I know what I'm going home to, too. And it's depressing as fuck. I'm just being
how you gonna
honest.
rain on my parade about me getting dick and
I'm not raining on nothing. I'm happy for you. Where's my granddaughter? My red-headed granddaughter. Where is she?
why don't you talk to the economy on
Oh, okay. Like it fucking listens to me? Yeah.
our home
If
insurance
you were.
bill came in,
Wow.
our annual one.
I don't. I can't.
That shit fucking spiked.
I believe it. Everything. How are you even affording groceries?
Dude, I don't even know.
Yeah, exactly. What'd you do with my tweezers?
The way Ben and I talk, we're like, man, we love being house poor, but like, we may be house poor, but at least we still eat good. And I go, you damn right we still eat good.
I'm happy for you, but I don't know how you kids are doing it. Justin and I got into a little tiff when he was here. I just can't.
Yeah, I'm not spending my money on.
Oh, don't get me going. We can't talk about that on the podcast anyway. The microphone's still on.
Well, all I know is my money goes towards home, bills, boys. Yeah.
I don't know how you kiddos are doing it. It's just,
I don't know either, Mom.
yeah, it causes me
One thing about
anxiety.
mediators from our test is that we definitely are the ones that hope for the best. Just go day
I
by
know.
day.
I just was writing last night and I am sick to death of being addicted to hope.
That was another thing that said on our thing.
Mm-hmm.
We hold on to hope like it's our fucking job.
Well, if I didn't have that, I would be swinging from a tree a long time ago.
I bet.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'll just give it one more year. 365 more days. Which I get in the car. Shinedown has a new song. I don't know if it's new. That's new to me. 365 days. Wow, it made me cry. Because that's me. Just give yourself one more year, Jen. And it just, yeah, wow.
I'll tell you what, though.
I know how to persevere.
All you keep thinking of is that one perseverance fucking poster or whatever that they have posted. Oh my God. Like, all throughout the school.
Or the ostrich or the thing's running away from a tiger or something fucked up that's trying to kill it. Yeah, so pretty much. Yeah. Did you see that I posted that video I finally found that Jacob, let's just roll it, shall we? Where Jacob always says, "This, I always want to send this one to your mom." And I don't know how to, like, take it. I should feel bad that, but I don't. Because you kids have a lot of character. Because you have a weird mom. But this one, Jacob is always saying, he has sent it to me in my inbox. He's like, I always want to tag you in this one, Mom. I got to scroll a lot.
Oh, yeah. What was I just going to say?
I got flagged for the SpongeBob. Go fuck yourself.
And she probably, there are people in town, honey, that would have shot her for $5. You know, I mean, when you live in a small town, you've got to be friendly and nice to folks. She would chew your ass after a half. I mean, she'd rip you a brand new 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, wide asshole. No problem. He was just a mean old hateful.
Sorry. And I'm a really nice person, but even Jacob sees that's how people see me.
Yeah, everyone's gonna have their own perspective of you.
But they have no idea that this is a creative project for the most part.
Yeah, I tell you what, when this gets big, we're going on one nice ass fucking vacation.
Fuck yes, we are.
I'll tell you that.
And I'm gonna drink top shelf tequila. I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks or says about me.
You know that hurts your third eye.
I'm not a big drinker. But boy, I was lambasted that John that I was telling you about,
mm-hmm.
whose wife just died. Suit and tie guy, I'm assuming, in his career days. Well, I've been smoking pot for 40 years, like, what? I would have never, John.
Because
he's like, I'm thinking about trying gummies. I'm like, oh, you totally should, John. Like, start out with a 200 milligram.
No! No! Hyperventilating without what? Even realizing it?
Are you kidding me? I take like 6 of those a day.
Holy fuck.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't.
No, you don't. You don't like gummies.
No, I'd rather smoke it, but I can't even do that.
No, they're doing something different to these fucking gummies. You can't. It ain't the edibles ain't the same as they were when I was in high school. And I bet you Jacob would say the same damn fucking thing.
The pot's not even the same.
No, it's not. Anyway.
I know, I'd much rather eat mushrooms.
No.
Yeah, me. That's my favorite.
Not me.
What?
No.
Oh my God, that's my favorite. Favorite!
I was even too scared to try weed. And I felt safest doing that because it's just a fucking plant.
Shrooms is just a mushroom.
Okay, but like...
Well, once you're on that ride, you're on that ride. Ain't coming off. But pills? Fuck them pills. Mm. Ain't taking no fucking
Stop
pills.
Stop picking!
I have anxiety. What are you gonna do?
Slap that shit out of your hand. That's what I'm gonna fucking do.
You were picking yours earlier.
Yeah, but look it. I'm not picking cruds off like that. Look at that shit. Yeah, you pick them fucking boogers, too.
Get off my ass.
Stop fucking... No, you're gonna... Mother. Yeah, and that's why it looks like shit right there. Stop.
You should see my split ends. I am anxious. I don't get therapy, okay, well, and I don't get to do drugs.
You make me just as anxious watching you do that. Damn. Anyway, thanks for tuning in, Curious Ones.
Mommy loves you.
I love
thanks
you too,
for
Mommy.
Being here.
Of course.
And
I'll be more organized next week.
Well, it's okay. There's no rhyme or real reason here. This is the real deal. This is how I want it to be, and we're on a really good track.
Next week, we'll probably have to be a more kid-friendly podcast episode. We might have a special guest joining us.
Well, then be thinking of topics that we can talk about. It was so funny. I had Avery, you know, the other day, and we were walking in the cemetery, and she says, "Where's Jesus's headstone?" And then I got on video this whole other story, like, that she told me about, obviously went to church or somewhere that told her this story. And so I say, "Avery, does that, when you hear yourself tell me that story back, do you believe that story that you were told?" She kind of just looks at me. And she says, "I don't believe it at all." Like, because she's, I'm like, "So tell me the story." She says, "Well, Jesus gets nailed to a cross and he dies. And then they put him in a cave and they shut the door. And then he comes back to life." I said, "Well, if that story's true, then we're not looking for a headstone. He's still alive. He's not dead." And she's like, I can see she's looking, and by the end of that walk, she looks me dead in the eye and she says, "Aunt Jen, I don't believe that story." So it's, I love to hear the kids talk. And more, some, she, the kid had me believing she was flying to Arizona.
Damn.
She was like, "My mom and I are going on a girls trip this weekend." I'm like, "Oh yeah, where are you going?" And she's like, "Oh, we're going to Arizona." Like, "What? Like, are you driving or flying?" She's like, "Oh, we're flying. My mom's got my suitcase already." Like, "Oh, wow. Like, that's cool." And I'm falling for it. Hook, line, and sinker. And like, so when she comes and gets her, I'm like, "You got a big girl trip planned? You going to Arizona?" And she's like, "No." I'm like, "You going somewhere?" She's like, "Oh, yeah, we're going to Chicago to meet my cousin from Arizona." I'm like, "Well, your kid's telling everybody you're catching a plane and flying to Arizona for a week and staying in a big girl hotel."
It was like a weekend or whatever.
Yeah, it was Avery didn't go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Anywho, that was fun. But thanks for tuning in to our Route 37 podcast that takes you on a winding ride of just
whatever the fuck we want.
Exactly. Yeah. Possibilities are endless, and I love that for us.
I know, me too. As always, stay curious.